Nishmat, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, first grandson, actually was Friday. Yisrael Henoch ben Avraham Yitzchak. He lived actually in Israel for 50 years. He came here way, way before I did. And he actually married an Israeli. My sister-in-law's Israeli. That's why he ended up here in this country way before. And in Bnei Brak, an Anglo-Saxon in Bnei Brak, and 50 years ago. It's almost something which is, I would say, not even possible to countenance, even thinking about it. And he had to weather a lot of challenges, which he, Baruch Hashem, was able to do in his own independently rugged kind of fashion. But that's another discussion, which I had actually in the shul on Friday night. I spoke about him a great man, but I won't do it now. Okay, I decided to discuss the Takon of Ezra, namely, Tefillah the Balkari has to be today's daf, and the Inyanim of the Daf Yomi. I figured I know a lot of Daf Yomi people who are far more into it than I am. But anyway, this issue I first encountered, I'll be honest, it'll be Iyun in Tafshin Lamed Hei. So I have a close chaver, Rabbi Yaakov Lerna, the Rabbi of Yonizil, great man. He's one of my closest chaver, the age of five. We know each other, and he's about to make Aliyah as well. Several of his children live at this well. You probably know, I'm sure you know one of them, his son-in-law. Now, of course, his name escapes me. He's a Boger Yeshivat Har Etzion, a very outstanding Talmud Chacham and scientist, Goldberg. So he's a brother of Ephraim Goldberg from Boca. You probably know him. You know what I'm talking about. He's just other Miyucha. Matter of fact, last year when I was in Boca, so I ended up missing a parsha because he came for the bat mitzvah of his brother's daughter. And so he and I together, we seem to have a lot of mishigasim in common, all the risk of mishigasim, and therefore we were able to put together a minyan. This is the fourth time I've done this now. And
did we kiddush? Over there, did we kiddush?
I didn't have to do a kiddush. Rabbi Goldberg took care of it. Because that was his brother, who also came for Eretz Yisrael. So anyway, so I was able to fulfill that. Anyway, so the reason why I mentioned Rabbi Yaakov Lerner, in Tafshin Lamed Hei, we were in the yeshiva, BYU, Yeshiva University, and we actually were learning to learn this sugya. And he said to Yisod, this is in Tafshin Lamed Hei, which is
1975,
thank you, a few years ago, approximately 45 years ago. And that just started in my head for the last 45 years. And I thought I would share it with you. I'm giving him the credit, Rabbi Yaakov Lerner. He's about to make Aliyah. He's the Rabbi of Israel, great neck. I was actually at his investiture, which was approximately 40 years ago, a bit over 40 years ago. Rabbi Riskin, the Rabbi Chaim Arukin, was the guest speaker. And I remember that because he didn't speak from the rostrum, but he floated around the entire area, which was to me a remarkable. He was a much younger Rav at that point in time, and he literally was, I guess you could say, gravitating from place to place in a very dramatic kind of way. I remember that investiture very well. Okay, so the Yisod, I heard from a chaver, Rav Yaakov Shlita, and I'll share with you the Yisod and maybe add a few things here and there. So the Gemara has in Baba Kama, I'll go in order, and item number one, the Gemara mentions 10 takonos that Ezra was misakein, and of course one of them was the tikein tefillah of the balikarian. Now the balikarian has to undergo tefillah. The Gemara right away in Pekbet, on the bed in Baba Kama, next item, number two, the Gemara has to kasha, the tikein tefillah of the balikarian, the raisim, the din min ha-Torah. The chsiv ish, ki teitzei mimeno shichvat zora, v'rachatz et besoro v'amayim. So it seems to have a Torah base, a Torah foundation, a pasuk in Chumash, that the obligation, rachatz et besoro v'amayim, of course refers to the act of tevila. So the Gemara answer is, the raisahu b'tumah v'kotchin. Yes, regarding truma, regarding kotchin, that's a din min ha-Torah. Yaakov, ana nachdu chalatnu la'asod ezeh, kidei pashut l'taim ezeh ma'daf ha-yomi. דווקא אני יודע שרובכם עובדים על אף יום, אני רק פעם בשבוע, כידוע, בא ברב לשבוע, בכל זאת, אז
צריך... ואתה עושה את כל השבע.
נכון, זה שישה דפים ביום שישי, אבל זה קריאה. ביחול, כן. קריאה שטחית, לא יותר מזה. עם רש"י, נכון. ובכל זאת, אני לא לומד את זה כמו שצריך. So the pasuk says here that regarding to... hyperbole writ large. Anyway, so it says, Daraisahu l'tumah v'kotchin. Regarding tumah v'kotchin, it's a din min ha-Torah, that you have to go and undergo tevilah. However, Also, who tiken afilu divrei Torah? So, what did he do? He was mesaken even for divrei Torah. Namely, a balkeri cannot learn Torah till he undergoes tevila. Ah, Dr. Michael Shlita. This also is again with Daf Yomi. That's why I know all of you are more into it than I am. So, therefore, I decided to focus on that. Now, the problem with this statement that the Gemara has here in item number two is seems to be difficult in light of a Mishnah in Brachas on page number three. Also, we just learned it recently. Balkeri mahara b'libo v'ena mavarech. And Balkeri can only be mahara. He can't make brachas. Lo lefaneh v'lo l'acharah. However, ala mazon, mavarech l'acharah. When it comes to birchas ha-mazon, that he can do. The assumption being, of course, that all brachas are the rabbanon. Birchas ha-mazon is v'natorah. The only brachas that's v'natorah is birchas ha-mazon, except, according to the Ramban. The Ramban writes that could be birchas ha-torah is also minatora. The Mishnah Berurah actually passing that he quotes from Rabbi Kiva Egem, that a Sofik, generally, the Halacha is Sofik Bracha Lahakel. Of course, Birchas HaMazon is Sofik Berach, Birchas HaMazon is Sofik Lo Berach, Chayim Levarech, that's a Din Daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing regarding Birchas HaTorah, because of the Ramban Shita, the Birchas HaTorah is also minatora, based on the Nesugi and Brachas Chapalov. Kishem HaShem Ekra, Vigol HaLokeinu. Anyway, here the Mishnah says that Ala Muslim Mavarak Lakhra. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, so Balkeri is mechuyev to go ahead and make that bracha. Vein Mavarak Lakhra. But he doesn't make the bracha before eating. How does the Gemara know over here that this din that a Balkeri is also be brachas and shar tefilos like Dibre Torah? This itself is a question which has to be posed. Namely, the Mishnah assumes there's no pasha that a Balkeri cannot make brachas. The question is, what's the mocha? What's the source for that? Secondly, that the Gemara actually has in brachas and after Chaval from the days, that's the next item, item number four. The Gemara here explicitly is mentioned both in Chaval from the days, also the Gemara of today's daf, Chabez and Medalla. I'm Rabbi Shurman Levi. Minayin the Balkeri should also deliver Torah. How does that? We know that a Balkeri cannot learn Torah. Shenem avodatam v'vanecha v'leg v'necha. V'samach le'ayom ha'shem amata v'ne ha'shem alokecha b'chorev. And the Gemara learns out, Mala ha'la v'alkeri v'asurin. Hakan Balikeri Nasurin. The Gemara actually a bit more elaborately, take a look at item number five, the Gemara in the Chavez, Zadav of today, has a great elaboration of this. The Gemara there quotes that Raisa, Vodatul Vadachul Le Banacha, Oksi Basre Yama Shamad of Hashem Lakach of the Chore, Mala Hala Meim of the Year of Rest of the Zeya, Hakan Meim of the Year of Rest of the Zeya. By the way, Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this Gemara in the following sense. There's Yerushalmi and Brachot, that the Rav used to quote. Actually, this Yerushalmi, he cited from Agdama of a sefer called Binyan Olam, Rav Chaim Zimmerman. Rav Chaim Zimmerman was a nephew of Rav Bachber. Rav Chaim Zimmerman was a Shiv in Skokie, in Chicago, for a very short period of time. I won't get into all the details. But anyway, this is an Ilu Otzum. He's a Mechaber of a number of very fascinating Svarim, Akir Shachodesh, and he was he actually has a son-in-law who worked in Reishit for a fair number of years, who also is involved in translating. He works for Art Scroll as well, and he translated, Art Scroll put out the Targum Onkelos al Torah, the first two volumes, Bereshit and Shemot. He's a big bucky in Targumim, the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Zimmerman. Wow. Anyway, so, maybe I should... Someone gave me the two Svarim from the Art Scroll. I assume they mentioned his name somewhere. It's the Art Scroll on the Targum. Rabbi Yaakov Blinder. I don't know him, outstanding from the Chochem, and he's a son-in-law of Rav Chaim Zimmerman, I think the youngest son-in-law of Rav Chaim Zimmerman. He's a fellow my age, we were in yeshiva together as well. Many years ago, Rav Chaim Zimmerman, many years ago. yeah, correct. So he was other miyuchanov completely. He has a lot of material, two famous books in English, I'm getting off the topic, two famous books in English on the monumental Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach, and the founding of the state of Israel. It was out of the box.
Who wrote it?
Rav Chaim Zimmerman.
He wrote that? Is it available?
There are two, Gershi, you must be familiar with that. There are two volumes, one a green volume and one is blue color. Blue color and green color, And all the Radias of Av Soloveitchik brought, he brought them before Av Soloveitchik, I don't know, before Av Soloveitchik at the same time.
The Kodo Didofeg?
No, no, not Kodo Didofeg. That's really a separate shiur. He's a nephew of Abrachman. He's a Mishpacha. He sat, actually, he still learns in Yeshiva University. He was very close to Av Soloveitchik. So he wrote his first Sefer Binyan Adam when he was 18 years old. It's a parish on Yerushalayim. So in the Hakdama to that Sefer, Rav Chaim Zimmerman, he has a whole Shtikl Torah on why you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. And the Rav is very fond of that Shtikl Torah. He quoted it quite often.
Yeah.
That the question we have to stand Kriyas HaTorah is totally on what Kriyas HaTorah is. Is it a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai? The aim of the year of Rest of the Zayah, like the Gemara says of Hiyah HaChabez? Or is it simply Talmud Torah B'tzibur, which the Gemara says in Megillah, that at one point they still learn Torah B'Avida, then Mishamesam Gamliel Yardah Chulsha La'olam, and they started learning Torah B'Yeshiva. So if it's Talmud Torah B'tzibur, does not require Amida. It's a Mahogis HaPoskin. We generally paskin that Kriyas HaTorah does not require Amida. You do not have to stand. There's Ram Rudberg, the Chumras, that you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Absolutely, it was very Mahmir to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. The real problem comes up, is raised by the Igus Meisha in the famous Tshuva, whether it's a violation or losses go to do. I was in a shul last week on Shabbos in that area that I mentioned, where four or five people stand for Kriyas HaTorah. And the entire tzibur, hundreds of people don't stand. So are those four or five people in violation of Los is going to do, or today there's no Los is going to do?
That's the minimum.
Okay, I got it. Anyway, so this Gemara,
were you one of the four?
What?
Were you one of the four?
This Gemara, the Chabbe. See what happened. Deal with over here. So this Gemara, the Chabbe, is without a. It's one of the sources that the Rav Soloveitchik used to quote, but it's a Yerushalmi that says it more explicitly. But here the Gemara quotes it, look at the Lashon, I'm going to read the entire Lashon. The Gemara says, Mikan, Amru, I'm reading number 5, in the middle there. I underline most of it. Hazobim, Amitzorayim, Uboyin al Anidot, Mutaran, Likros, Batara, Benavim, Meksuvim, Lishnos, Bemishna, Udemara, Ubalochot, Ubagodot, Avabali, Keri, and Asurim. So, the entire drasha is related to what? The Talmud Torah. And the analogy, of course, is the Maamar HaSinai. Vodatim uvanecha v'nei vanecha. And the smichut, as the Gemara said, the earlier source that we quoted as well, the samach lei yom asher amata v'Hashem alkecha b'chorev. So therefore, there's no connection really here to tefillah. The context is the context of Talmud Torah. Seems to be relatively clear. And the Rishonim actually mentioned that this drasha is an asmachta of Takanas Ezra. Rashi actually in Brachas, Rashi also cites, I'm sure you undoubtedly remember, that Rashi actually cites in Brachas, and that Sugya, he quotes Psukim, with reference to this Takon of Ezra.
The Takon of Ezra was with Talmud Torah or Tefillah?
I'm coming to it shortly. Rashi quotes on the bottom of Chofim Abeis. I don't think I Xerox that over here, but Rashi says here, when the Gemara says Kiryashchem b'Sinai, the Gemara is discussing the question of this Mishnah of Valkeri Mahara Baliba. The Gemara is asking whether Hiru Kedibur Dami or Lav Kedibur Dami, and the Gemara says Elamai Hiru Kedibur Yotzi B'Svasa Kiryashchem b'Sinai. Says Rashi, Shehi Prisha Meisha Dichsev Al Tikshu Al Isha V'Al Prisha Zo Samach Ezra L'Takin Tefillah L'Valkeri and Kodem Sheyaskev B'Torah. Before they engage in the study of Torah, there's a din of Tefillah Dichsev V'Odatun L'Vadecha. The Samech Le'yom Hashem Adon Hashem Okeh HaBechorei, Rashi quotes the Gemara and Chaval V'Beis. So it's a mocker, a source actually in the Tzukim for this idea as well. But you see from the context here of item number 5 and also the item I quoted earlier, the Gemara speaks about Divrei Torah. And as I said, the question of course is then the question that you just raised, someone just raised, so why is the Valkyrie also B'Tfilah? As Alan asked, what's the mocker for Valkyrie also B'Tfilah? The context seems to be clearly one of Talmud Torah. Now the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, in number 6, if you can see the Rambam here.
But even before the Rambam, the Gemara's Maskana is very unclear also, because B'nai Beit Torah and all that, they said, Loi Pasheta Takana.
Okay, that, I will discuss that, hopefully I'll get to it tonight sometime.
Are we also going to talk about
that's
that?
That's the general reason why I'm going to discuss it.
Why he made this Takana?
No, that we understand why he made the Takana. The Gemara says, Kalus Rosh, Zachos Adas, that's the time, but as mentioned by Yaakov correctly, and halacha lemaisa, okay, let's see, we already took care of the whole shiur.
No.
But halacha lemaisa, how did he, why
you know that my interests are probably, you know by now, people ask me a shaila and they have a problem. Because right away, how do I answer? I start telling them, Svaras here, Svaras there, and they want to know, tell me, what do I do? Is it mutter? Is it aser? Is it potter? Is it chayav? And I give them a whole shir, the shir, and the topic. I said, you can't just hear psak halacha without understanding what the issues that involved are. That's what my rabbeim, came out, all the rabbeim I had were like that. And that's probably none of them, came out, none of them, even though they all were rabbonim, but they never really passed in shaylas. So I seem to be in that car for some reason. Anyway, I say that because halacha lemaaseh, we know chassidim go to mikvah on a daily basis. There are 2 days in Rishonim, we'll see it at the end of the shir, in the Rif, 2 days in the Rosh. And I think machlokes of Rishonim, whether the Takan of Ezra, Bechlal, is operative. There seems to be no question that it's not operative regarding Talmud Torah, because what the Gemara says here, that we'll get to shortly, Haloko Dvaraka Eish Nu Mashem. Not Eish Nu Makabu Tumah, the Vitori Nu Makabu Tumah. So it's not relevant to Talmud Torah. Now the question is it relevant to Tefillah? These are 2 days in the Rif, or 2 days in the Rosh, or 2 days in Rishonim. So there are some Rishonim who held that Tefillah is still relevant. That's why the Chassidim will go to the Mikvah on a daily basis because of that relevance. However, Rov HaPoskin LaHalacha Paskin, not like that. And therefore, because as Rabbi Yaakov said, that Lo Poshta Takana Zu B'chol Yisrael, that's also, we'll get to that Klal Mitzvah Shem at the end, but that's the Halacha LaMaisa area, which doesn't really, at this point, my concern. So, yeah.
I mean, just historically, like, if Ezra did the Takana, yeah, and Lohit Melonit Pashet, how come the Mishnahs and the Gemaras are talking as if it's very much Halacha before they... The Mishnah clearly doesn't seem to...
That's a question which is really more of a, how shall we call it, a partially historical question, a historical slash academic... Talmudic, textual kind of question, how Chazal, how they formulated things despite what you just described as Lo Pashta Takana Zu B'chol Yisrael. So that is not just an air question over here, it's a question in general. I've told you a number of sugyos in Shas where you have this problem. Okay, I'm not really equipped to answer that question, I'll be honest with you, I don't have the canon for it. But you have to speak to people who have this academic, historic kind of plus knowledge of Kala Talmud, yeah, and also the academic historic.
I know when it was Lotus Pasha, maybe initially.
Okay, this is also a possibility, and I saw him show them that actually indicate that it's possible that at one point it was Lotus Pasha, and then over time that situation really attenuated considerably till the point where it was realized that there's no way it could be actually carried out. But I'm asking just some very fundamental questions. And the fundamental question we're asking, what's the makar for the Issa of Tefillah? The Gemara clearly indicates that the makar is Talmud Torah. The Gemara connects it to Har Sinai, to Mamon Har Sinai both. Right. The Gemara Chafal from Abbez, and the Gemara Chafal from Adal. And furthermore, the Rambam, you take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, in number 6. He writes, Ka'at Tameim, the Rambam says, Rochitzin, all the Tameim actually, Rochitzin, the Rambam says, Bilvad Kitahorim, Rochitzin Yidei and Bilvav Kitor, Mispalulim, Abba Bishayef Sholem Litvav Volalos, Mitzum Mosam, Eina Tfilah Makevet. Kvabiyanu She'ezu Tikein, Shulay Yikra Balkeri, Bilvad, Bidivri Torah, Shiyipo. So the Rambam is very clear that Balkeri was never also Bitfilah Mitakon HaSezra. That was not part of the Issa. There was a subsequent Takon HaBez, looking at the Rambam right after, item where it says number 7, Zehem Shechad Rambam Perek Dalid, Ubezin She'omdu Achaka, Chizkinu after Tfilah. You see clearly from the Rambam, that's not part of Takanas Ezra. The whole idea, we generally associate Takanas Ezra with two things. Number one, learning Torah, and number two, with Tefillah. The Rambam is very clear, that's not the case. The Rambam says that Tefillah was a separate Takana of a Bezin that came subsequently, and the Kesem Mishnah actually even asks on this, if you look at the Kesem Mishnah and the microscopic print to the right, he asks this question. He asks, where do we find such a gzera of Bezin Shacharayim? But the Gemara doesn't mention it. We have no inkling, those of you, they're all here to the Daf HaYomi, which I am not really into, but once a week. Anyway, so, and this sugi happens to be the sugi of today's Daf HaYomi. So the question is, where do you get this from? And this requires, means essentially the main question I'm asking, what's the source? That Takanas Ezra somehow encompasses Tefillah as well, when the Gemara clearly indicates that it's connected specifically to Talmud Torah, and that's what Rashi quotes, that Rashi I read earlier, and that's what the Gemara says here, Chavetz Aleph, and the Gemara that Chafal from the base. So now let's go to number 8.
When do we have a situation where some of the Takanas Ezra are no longer accepted and some of them are accepted? Like how? When is it? When?
Okay, this needs examination of the 10 Takanas that Ezra was recited, as you undoubtedly see. Mincha Shabbos, Sheni Chamishi, some Takanas we still are accepting. There's a whole discussion about, let's say, Doni B'Sheni Chamishi. There are some, but they didn't. The only sin on Monday, Thursday, Ara Yom Hazeh. Is that relevant? That part of Takanas Ezra. And we have washing machines today. The whole discussion, the Pasuk talk about each one of these items, which are relevant, which are not relevant. Ochel and Shum be'erev Shabbos. I don't know how many of you...
Where are you reading from?
Item number one. For the Takanas. Shetei Isha Mashkemet Ve'ofa. I remember when we got married, my wife used to make challah. Then after a while, she realized that there are baked challahs out there. They're bakeries, correct? And on and on. Chogyar Basino, Chofer Vatavel. So some of these are clearly relevant, and some are not relevant. Again, it's a separate discussion. It's not my issue right now. But the Gemara Brach is on item number 8. So here, in the middle, it was mentioned, where it says, Tanya Avudu Ben Misera Hoya Omer. I put the 8 near the Bryce is quoted. Ain't the return of Kabam Tumah, Masa Betamad Echosher, Megamgin, Lamala, Avudu Ben Misera. Whatever Megamgin means, we know the word means in modern Hebrew. Here, there are a number of different translations of Rishonim, and Davdavka, that one is stammering. Usually the word Gimgum refers to stammering in modern Hebrew. That's not the intention over here. Apparently it was saying it very silently or quietly or quickly. So Amalei B'ni, Psach P'chav, Ra'yud, Ve'yud, Ra'achet, Tovim. She'ein de'vetar me'kabon tumah. She'ne ma'halo kod v'arach ha'ishon Hashem. Ma'ishon me'kabon tumah, de'vetar me'kabon tumah. So this whole story is a very difficult story to understand. And what is he saying? Avudu ben Misera, ein de'vetar me'kabon tumah. Ma v'kach, ein ha'chanami, ein de'vetar me'kabon tumah, u'b'chol zeh le'bal kerim, quite a trio. What in heaven's name does he want over here? The Gemara is a fellow also. Alpi Pashas, the Isa Balkeri, the Divrei Torah, is not because he's the Tamid, the Chetza of Divrei Torah, if I can use such lingo, but rather it's an Isa Gabra that Ezra was besaking, that the Gabra should not learn Torah until he undergoes Tevila. And the Tevila is a Tevila, you want to call it Hamateret, you want to be brisk and fancy, it's a Tevila which is a Matir. So this Yisod is not because of Tumah. The fact that Balkeri is also the Divrei Torah is not because of Tumah. And how do we know that? From the Mishnah. The Mishnah number 9, Chavov. Okay, you'll be there probably in a day or two. I don't know, the pace of the Havayomi. I said the whole shiur in my shul 7 weeks ago, and the pluses and minuses of the Havayomi. So after they heard me, they said, we didn't hear too many pluses. We just heard a lot of minuses. So I said, no, you missed the main plus of the Havayomi. Namely, that the person should be kovei to Matara. So that's a very significant plus. Of course, I also described how they should do it. Basically, they have to spend 6-7 hours a day learning the daf. And then I suggested to many, instead of learning the daf, learn Dekin Omud, learn an Omud Yomi. Or as far as I'm concerned, even a half an Omud. And learn it properly, learn it even with Havana. I said, it has to be Havana, no matter what you do. Even if you learn a Gemara and Rashi, it has to be minimalistic Havana of Gemara and Rashi. And Kachamati. So after that shiur, they almost threw up their hands in despair. Didn't know what to do with me. But well, I meant it seriously. Well, then
the Daf Yomi Rebbeim came to you. What you do? Nobody's coming.
No, I was told now that 60% of the colleagues are learning Daf Yomi. 60%? After the last time of Siyum that we had.
What? Exactly. They learned Daf Yomi.
I missed that.
I didn't know 60% of colleagues are keeping Shabbos.
50% of those that are Torah Mitzvah, that I'm talking about, okay? It's a good thing. Excellent, that's right, including women. Anyway, I'm not getting into that now. On item number nine, the Mishnah says, Zav Shiro Keri, Vinita Shapota Shechazera, Gemara quoted this, Vamishameshet. So here we see from this Mishnah that even Zav who sees Keri, for Nida Shapota Shechazera, required Tvila. Now if the Tvila was for the purpose of being entire about Keri from the Tumah, the Tvila of Zav is obviously not going to be efficacious because he's still Tami Shivas Yomim, the Safar Lo Shivas Yom Bacha Titor, he has to count 7 days. So it's clear that the Tvila of Balkeri is not because of Tumah Vitara, but rather it's the Tvila Hamater. The Tvila which is a Mater, that's the nature of the Tvila. Furthermore, from the whole sugya in Brachas, it's clear that Rabbi Ben Becerra disagrees with the Takana of Ezra. He's not in agreement with the whole position of Ezra HaSofer. And the Gemara says on Chabezim and Aleph, on number 10, so the Gemara, also famous Gemara we learned it today, Kiyasa Ziri, Omar Badlua the Tvilusa, that he said, Yomavata the whole Tvila, obviously like Rabbi Ben Becerra, the Amilah Badlua the Tvilusa, that the Yomavata the other Takana. But you see clearly that they were about the Takana of Ezra because ain't the return of Kavim Tuma. And that, of course, is very difficult to understand what exactly is happening over here. Now, the Rush, in item number 11.
Based in the Gadol, the Minyan, the Chachma?
This
is a tremendous.
Yes, sir. Rishayim all asked the Kasha to do. We asked to take a look in both the Kesem Mishnah over here. And also, Kimat, all the Rishonim asked this question. It needs a separate shiur just to
be magir
what together that. Okay, I can't discuss that right now, but it's not my topic right now. But anyway, the number 11, the Rush, and this is quoted by the Rif on number 12 as well. The Rif actually brings 2 days regarding this matter. And this is also, as I said, the Rif is found on the second page of a right hand corner. You can read it, I'm not going to read it inside. But the both. I'm sorry?
Some of this I can't, I don't know if I can read.
Okay, I'm sorry. So look at the riff that you can read on page 2, item 12, upper right hand corner. It's sort of, as you notice, I try the cut and paste job and try to get everything on conservation of energy. It's a cloud gobble, at least. I took too many courses in science. Anyway, so all the Rishonim bring two opinions. When the Gemara says, Badlua the Tfilusa, Mishra Biruba Mesera, one man, the other said, "Ben the Torah, ben the Tefillah." That both of these takanas, both related to Talmud Torah and Tefillah, were batel. One man, the other says, "Not only for the Torah, but Tefillah, adayin skukim with Tefillah." Now, according to Rishonim, who say that Tefillah was included in takan of Ezra, like the Torah, so the question is, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir doing over here? What chiluk is he making? Lahati balkerib the Torah v'lo b'Tefillah. It was all usher under one zera. It was all under one rubric. On the one time. So what exactly, what distinction is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra drawing? Even according to the Rambam seems to say here that there were two separate takonas I mentioned a second ago. Then one takona that for Torah, one takona for Tefillah. But still, why Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? Why was he mechala between the takona? Why is he matir divrei Torah and not Tefillah? Why does he get such a distinction?
How does it help you if you daven every day? You haven't saved anything.
You're not maviach anything. There's no rabbi. You say that. So I'm saying there's probably a nafkamina, halacha l'maisa, since you're addressing that. There's a nafkamina, halacha l'maisa, whether a balkari is lasa b'tfilah meikra adin, which is the second man yama in the rif. If you look here on the second page, number 12, upper right hand corner, maybe I'll read it, okay? He says, Ki asa ziri ama badlua l'tfilusa, amene badlua l'tfilusa, man yama l'tfilusa kabiru b'mesera, man yama l'tfilusa k'rabchizda, l'rabchizda light. Aman the Mahabi Amai being Tzulsa, Ikaman Yama Hagi Ami Badlua the Tfilusa, Ben the Devetara, Ben the Tfila. It's the first opinion. Ikaman Yama Hanimil the Devetara, Abu the Tfila, Tzarak Tvila. The Lab Tvila Dafki, the Chitza Teskabin, maybe I'll discuss that separately if I have enough time. The Kasha Abhai goes out, came the Gemara Lekha Bahamilsa, the Kod Minuka Yusel, Shekhov Balikarian, Abu Shein Lemayim, and Mispala Machir Chatsu. Wow, what are Abhai going? What a chiddush he's saying. But anyway,
you the riff is passing in that way, though?
Seemingly, yes. The riff, according to the second man Yomar in the riff here, yeah. If there's only a minute to be machmir to be told, according to you, like many of you shown him, that's regarding actually, and he doesn't really spell it out over here, but it's spelled out by other Rishonim, the Sefer Yosha, Rabbi Natam, that directly below, in item number 13, he actually spells it out. Namely, he talks about halacha lemaisa, tefillah be'erev Yom Kippur. If you pass on the second opinion, the Rif, and like the Shita, that Tfilah is Mana Mitzvah, so whoever sees Kerev of Yom Kippurim, he would be allowed to be Toivel on Yom Kippur. That's item number 13. Rabbi Natan is done on this question. He passes the Balkari, can yes be Toivel on Yom Kippurim? That's a Chiddush Gadol. That's correct, exactly. He quotes actually from the, I'm not reading the whole thing inside, but he quotes here that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, he said what he said only regarding Torah, because it says, Halo Kod Varak Eish Nu Hashem. But regarding Tefillah, he never said it. Hayom B'Tefillah V'Niska Shu Balkeri to Mishnah. So Hanan apparently held, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was Mechal between different Torah and Tefillah. He held that the Drasha That's v'damid divrei Torah le'esh is only relevant to divrei Torah, not relevant to tefillah. That you see again this distinction between Talmud Torah and tefillah. The question I want to just try to give some behirut, some clarity relating to this matter. So, from my understanding of the Rambam, it's mashma that the takana to aser about keri b'divrei tefillah and the takana to aser b'divrei Torah, two totally separate takanas. That's the maskana I came to decades ago. And that's what I mentioned. I discussed with my chaver Yaakov Lerner, the Rabbi Yonizel Greatneck, in Tovshin Lamed Hei. We had this discussion about this topic, and it would seem that not only are they two separate takanas, but I would say they are inherently and markedly different one from the other.
Does anyone suggest otherwise?
What?
Does anyone suggest otherwise?
To you, it's Pashut. Okay.
Yeah,
who
says, where's there proof that's any different? There's no source. We haven't seen a source that says
there's value in clarifying the Divrei Torah. I imagine you're asking for that also, Alan. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do. But I'm not 100% certain that everyone is in agreement with this thesis. But you're saying
what's the source that Tfila is covered?
Yeah, that's exactly why I came to Maskana Kento, which I think I'm asking to you. And I exactly agree with you. The Takon of Ezra, the Asa of Balkevi, Divrei Torah, is based on what I said earlier, that somehow the Chetz of Torah is Mekabel to Maskeri. There's something about being Metame, the Chetz of Torah, and that's why you can't learn Torah till you're Tovel, till you become Tahar from this Tumah. And actually, the Gemara itself, and Baba Kama that I started with, in the upper right-hand corner, page number one, where the Gemara says, Tfilah Balkeri Daraisa, I mean, item number two. Mm-hmm. Ezra was a second Tfilah Balkeri, and that's the Gemara Daraisa. So the Pasuk, Ishi takes him in a Sheikh Vazera. So the Gemara answers, no, that's as far as Kum and Kachin. That's a Din Daraisa. Also, who? Tikein, Afilah Divrei Torah, that he made a Takon, even the Divrei Torah. Now, if you said the Takon of Ezra was only to require Tfilah Hamateret, the Imater Balkeri, Divrei Torah, not because of Tumat Balkeri. So what's the Gemara drawing an analogy between Divrei Torah, which is a Rabbanan, to Truman Kachim, the Isa? That Truman Kachim, the Tfilah is Mishum Tuma, that's for sure. That the reason why a person cannot eat Tuma, Kohen can eat Tuma, or Kachim, I can't eat till a person goes to the Mikvah, is Mishum Tuma. If you say Takana Zezer was that Divrei Torah, Mekabun Tuma, Balkeri, so then the Gemara's analogy perhaps makes some sense. The Gemara is saying, Minat Torah, a Balkeri is Metame, Kachim, and Tuma, and Rabbanan, he's Metame, even Divrei Torah. Somehow there's some sort of commonality between the two. However, the second takana, as Alan is saying, the asa of Balkeri b'tfila, was not a takana having to do with the chetz of divrei tfila, that it's mekabel tuma, but rather a takana of isur. That there's an isur gavra on the Balkeri, that a Balkeri cannot go ahead and cannot daven till he goes ahead and goes to the mikvah. That's what the second takana is. It's nothing to do, as I said, it's a massively different takana than the first takana having to do with the divrei Torah. And that's basically, I call it means the tefillah of a Balkeri for divrei Torah is a tefillah ha-mitaheres. And the tefillah b'shul tefillah is a tefillah ha-materet. Two totally different types of tefillah that the Gemara seems to be suggesting. And the reason why I say this is because with this we can understand also what the Rif writes. The Rif says over here, the second idea in the Rif, that Abiyudah and the Seyra here was a vatel tefillah only the divrei Torah, but not tefillah regarding tefillah, regarding davening, regarding hanano. That the drasha ma halokod varaka ish, nu mashem ma ish and makabal tumma, after the return of makabal tumma, that's only relevant to the divrei Torah. Means basically, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is holding the takon of Ezra, that divrei Torah makabal tumma. He dashin that divrei Torah nimshu la ish. There's no way that divrei Torah can be makabal tumma. However, regarding the second takon of Ezra, that you can't daven until you're a tovel, that's an isa gavra, not because of tumma, he didn't say a word. And that's why that takona, adayin bimkomo omedet. That takona is still operative, that takona still remains, because it's a totally different takona. And if that's the case now, there's a dir galosha amma, which I think now becomes very beautiful, and this is found in the Rambam. Firstly, I'm talking about in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Rambam in Perek Dalid is on the first page. Sorry. On the bottom of the first page, the Rambam says the following. He writes, Kol atzmeim chayim mikriyashma u'mevorchim ufaneh u'lachareh ve'im b'tumasam. Apo b'she'ef shalem lalo mitumasam v'yehom kigon hanogim b'sheretz o'benidah v'zova u'mishkobe v'chayotzi b'hem ve'ezu b'ezdino tiknu shelo yikro b'divetora balkeri levado Votziu mechal shara tamei machiyit bo. And then the Rambam writes, as mentioned, the lapashta takana zo b'chol Yisrael, v'lo yakoach rov atzibo lamod bo, v'tigo bidlo. Simply, as you mentioned, they weren't able to handle it. V'kva nogu kol Yisrael, v'likro batoram, v'likro kriyashma, v'hem bali keryon, v'ish ein dimetoram mekabu tumo, el omni mitarasim da'olam, shenemar, halokol dvara ke'ishnu mashem, ma'e shen mekabu tumo, after Victoria in the Kabbalah Tumah. That's what the Rambam writes over here in Hilchos Kriyashma.
Kriyashma is Torah, not Tefillah.
Before we get to what you just said, which needs a little bit of elucidation, but the Rambam is talking about Kriyashma, and he writes, Ezra Basino Tikno Shelo Yikra B'Divrei Torah, as you mentioned, Balkeri Levado, Votsu M'chal Tumei Machi Yitvol. That's Hilchos Kriyashma. Now look at Hilchos Tefillah, which is item number 6. We read that a moment ago. I'll read it again. Rambam says, "Ubezdin she'am damini." In the wide line of the Rambam, not the first two lines, but the third below it says, "Kesem Mishnah number 7." Ubezdin she'am do achaka cheskinu afli tefila shelo yispalo balkeri levad adimikol. And in Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam continues, unlike what he said in Kriyat Shema, the Rambam continues to give a time for the takana. And here he says, "Below mishum tumah v'tara." You have what I'm reading? Lom the day tumah v'tara noguba. And today shall you tell me the chacham and the shalsein kitami golem.
The Gemara brings that for Talmud as well.
I understand that. That's correct. You know, we said 100% correct. But the Rambam obviously
is splitting the ticket.
Correct. The Rambam is splitting the two. The mnei zeh tikkun tefillah about keri shavado, but tefillah mechal tamei. Why the Rambam quote this? Hilchos Kriyashma. He should quote it this time, as Yaakov mentioned correctly. The Rambam splits. The Rambam is mechalik between Kriyashma and tefillah, and lechura the maskana, which is ineluctable, seems to be that takanas. Ezra, the Gabi Kriyashma, and Divrei Torah, as I said, were based on Tumah V'Tara, Vashen Kain. The other Takana regarding Tefillah is a totally different Takana. See, even the fact that the Rambam actually has differentiated between the reasoning, the rationale, these two Takanas underscores the fact these are two totally separate Takanas. Now, the difficulty is with the Rambam that this time that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Shalu Tamil Chacham Mitzrim, Ezra Shosein, Ketan Govim, seems to be not in sync with what the Gemara says. And here now go on page number, on item number 4, which is still on the first page, on the Gemara and Afchav Beis, Amid Aleph. Again, the Gemara that we referred to earlier, but the Gemara also found the Chaval from Beis. But item number 4, you can see it. Yinayin of Balker, Sh'asa B'divrei Torah, or you see it in item number 5. The Gemara says, Shenem V'odatan L'Anecha, V'sonach L'yom Asher Amatam Hashem Alkecha B'chorev, Ma'alahal Be'ema B'yir Abresa B'zeya, Afkan Be'ema B'yir Abresa B'zeya. Nikan Amru Hazovim Amatzoroyim, Ubayim al Anido, Mutar Likos Vatar, with the Vim Buxubim, Lishnos, the Mishnah Gemara, Allah's Vagoras. Derech Agav, Rasalvej was the dike from this Lush of the Gemara. He had many diukim. I don't think you have to really bring a lot of diukim for this. He said, in Tarshib Iksav, there's a kiyum of Kriya. If you just read Tarshib Iksav, even though you have no understanding, you are Makai in the Mitzvah. Because here the Lush of the Gemara is, Mutar Likos Vatar, with the Vim Buxubim. When it comes to Mishnah Gemara and Allah's Vagoras, Lishnot. Lishnot b'mishnah means there has to be havana, has to be some shinun, some understanding. Avavali keryon asurim. So this is what the lashon of the Gemara here in Brachas. So that which the Rambam, and this is what the Yaakov pointed out a second ago, the time that the Rambam quoted, that the Gemara mentions in Brachas regarding some other matter, that is not the ikar time for takanas hatfila for Ezra. But because of that, they don't want to be mevatel takono lachazman. So that's also striking. That's what Yaakov noted, that the Gemara seems to be not in sync. There seems to be a bit of a discrepancy with the Rambam presents it, what the Gemara says. However, there's Yerushalmi. And the Rambam generally, often, is somich on Yerushalmis. This is what I heard from Agoyin Avraham Lichtenstein Tzatzal countless times. And you see it many, many times in the Rambam. Look on, again, on the first page, item number 15. There's Yerushalmi in Brachas. The Yerushalmi says almost explicitly at the Rambam. I more or less just excerpted those three lines that are relevant as opposed to citing the entire Yerushalmi. Amr Rav Yaakov, Rabun, Kol Atzman, Lo Hiskinu, Es Atfil Azos, Ela, Shelo Yisrael, Kitan Golem, Halolo, Mishamesh, Mitaso, Ve'ole, Ve'yore, Ve'ochel.
That's for Talmud Torah, or Tefillah,
the Yerushalmi. So the context, he's talking about, that's a good question, but it seems that there's a stira between the Bible and Yerushalmi. Between the time of the Takana Tefillah means basically what we said earlier, that the steer is no steer, because essentially, the two separate takonot. The takon of Ezra, as I mentioned a moment ago, was in the Chetz and Divrei Torah. Now, the Chetz and Divrei Torah is in the Kabbal Tumah. That's what Ezra came to be misaking. And the time is what the Bible says, namely over here. Malahalam be'ema b'yira resa b'zeya, samach le'da ha-sinai, tamam ha-sinai. Here also in a similar kind of fashion. Because by all Tumayim, the Tumah does not come from Kabbal Rosh. Rashi actually stresses that the Tumah of Balkari comes from Kabbal Rosh. And Rashi says, Zachut Hadat. However you want to translate that. Rashi says it right here on page number one. Look at the Rashi. Malahal Me'ema. And they sort of attached to number five. Rashi to the right-hand column between the Gemara Baruch Kama and the Gemara Baruch Sechab Dei. It says, Rashi, Malahal Me'ema. Yechsi Vayar Ha'am Vayanu Vayamdu Me'rachot. That's all of it. The quote. I always reminding myself that from the Kotzka. And that pasuk, we went through Mamre HaSinai. Wow, the most unbelievable, monumental, probably mind-boggling kind of experience that Klal Yisrael had in the entire history. And what happens is the quote in Yiddish from the Kotzka. Vayaram vayanu, zeh geshakol, meaning we shakol. Obviously, we were under the spell of Mamre HaSinai. On the geshana from the Vikings, it had no impact on us whatsoever. Like a person goes to a I don't know if this is a good analogy, but I know that when I went to Shul Rav Soloveitchik, let's say Yard Set Shia, one of those brick-by-brick jobs, I call them, where you saw the building beginning to emerge and the edifice going up. You know, he would ask 10 questions, which took an hour, just the presentation of the questions. Then he would go up to some sugya that we thought, what in heaven's name is with this fella? The Ein Shum Keshev in HaSugya Azot, Ve'en Hashem Lo Takonot. And that took another 2 hours, and then he would develop the Yisod. And then once he developed the Yisod, then we began to see what's going on over here, and the building started going up. And then one by one, he would eliminate all the questions. And then after that, I mentioned that when I drove from St. Louis to New York, St. Louis, Missouri, is one of the middle of the country there, gateway to the west, they call it. Anyway, so I drove to Yartzeit Shurim, and the Shurim drove towards the end of Rav Soloveitchik's illustrious career. And so on the way there, I had to drive 24 hours. On the way back, I didn't have to drive. It was Uber all the way. What are they called? Tesla? One of those jobs that I was confident short. Don't worry. I held on to the wheel, David. I'll do that. Anyway, but it was like a totally different experience. I was transformed, completely metamorphosed by the experience. And the same applied. I had a number of illustrious Gdolei Yisrael whom I learned with, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein of a similar nature. When you heard a shiur from him, that was one of those major, productions, that's all I can call it, a major production. He saw how everything was in order, literally, from beginning to end, in terms of the questions, in terms of the elaboration of the shiur. So then also I was on a high, I remained on a high for many, many months. Anyway, but unfortunately, Klal Yisrael HaSinai, that's what the Kotzke said, Vayarahom Vayanu, so they shuckle, Vishas Maise, Smechem Kinesinosim HaSinai. And a little bit later, wow. Hachamalaf and Mesibo, Nirdin, Atan Reo, Pasuk says, Shiachshim, Chayda Ego, and all that. They have Peshogel, but they have Gishanim for the Vikings. Often it doesn't have, takes a while for it to have an impact. Okay, that was just the editorial, don't include it. Anyway, so next Rashi says, Mikan Ambu, is the Rashi I wanted to read. Kol Atzmei Mutorim Batara, Shafeim Lodichom Lio Be'emo Uberete, Ava Balkeri Eino Ela Mitoch Kabu Drosh, Vesachu Tatar. Wow, what a statement. As Rashi quotes over here. But the point I'm trying to make is that the Bavli gives this at the time for the Malahal Me'em of Yira, because, again, by all Tumayim, the Tumah does not come from Kal Drosh. That's not where it emerges. It's a Tumah, classic, different types of Tumah that we're familiar with. Mashen came. In the case of Balkari, it comes from Kal Drosh.
What is the word Zachos?
Zachos? How do you translate Zachut Hadad?
Is it the Kesach Hadad?
What do you call it? No, Zachut Hadad is a kind of almost Gaiva. Yeah. A type of arrogance that is inherent in the Tumah of Al-Keri. I mean, essentially it comes from a certain taiva that a person has, and that's a kind of arrogance which is not the same. Rav Soloveitchik has a number of famous essays where he distinguishes between Tzvei Dinim and Tumah, two different genres of Tumah. It's actually in the, a bit of it is found in the Reflections of the Rav in the second volume, A Reflection of the Rav by Avraham Pesdin. Which is both our Kedai, I suggest that before you go home tonight, before you go to sleep, you read it. He has tremendous yisodos, and here has a tremendous yisod between all the types of tumah as opposed to tumat amet. Tumat oel. What tumat amet represents, a completely different type of tumah. It's of experiential nature, of existential nature. We're talking about a tumah that relates to a human being as opposed to other tumah which are essentially applied to also the animal kingdom, lav dafka, to human beings. Anyway, I think here also you see a distinction that is being drawn between the tumah of Keri, which comes from Kavod Rosh and Zakhar Zadar. And so Ezra decided to be Misakein here. That was the Takon of Ezra. Now the tumah that comes from Zakhar Zadar, so he felt that such an individual that is Metameh Divrei Torah. And the limud from Har Sinai, because limud HaTorah has to be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses, and Be'zeda. By the way, don't misunderstand that. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't. You should be in a state of stupefaction when you learn Torah. Well, your seichel obviously has to come to the fore in understanding of what you're learning. But the second takana, to ask about Balkeri b'tfila, was not because of Tumas Balkeri, but is an Isser ala Gabra shlo yisbala sheyisbal. And the second, the reason for that takana is what's mentioned in Yushalmi. I just decided to you a moment ago. Shlo yitamicham b'tzim esan shosem kitami golim. And that's why now. What was that?
Yushalmi says Yisrael, and then the Balmi says Tamzei Chachamim.
Okay, that's a very interesting diuk. That's a good diuk. Here it says Shlo Yisrael Ketanei Golem Halolam. And then the Balmi, you're right. Tamzei Chachamim says Ketanei Golem.
And the
Rambam
says Tamzei.
You're right, correct. I mean, but the Rambam again, I'm saying that the reason for this takana and the basis of Yushalmi Shlo Yitamzei Chachamim Mitzuyim, we understand why the Rambam quotes that Dafke Hilchos Tefila with reference to the second takana of the asking Balkeri b'tfila, but not in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We got in the first takana to ask Balkeri b'divrei Torah because it's a totally different. And Alan, it's pashut. This is like most of the pshita. Baruch Hashem, that's very great. I mean, so it took me from Tavshin Lamed Hei till today to come to that. But Baruch Hashem, you came to the bit quicker than I did. Anyway, but the Mishnah in Brachos and Daf Chavav again, going back to number 9. So now the Mishnah here that speaks about a zav sherog keri. V'nido shepolto shichva zera, that requires tefillah. Means again, the tefillah of Balkeri is not because of tumah v'tara. It's a tefillah hamateret. So therefore, now it's not difficult, even though we said that the takana of Ezra mishum tumah, because the Rambam does not quote this din. Where does he quote it? Only Hilchos Tefillah. Look on the first page again, in item number 16. You see the Rambam we read it a moment ago. Regarding the second takana of Ezra regarding tefillah. Baranan in Hilchos Kriyas Shema regarding the first takana. And that's the lashon again. I want to be medayik in Lashon HaRambam, if you don't mind, even more carefully than I read it earlier. The Lashon HaRambam here, he says the following. He writes, L'fikach al yo'omrim, just trying to find, there it's an halacha hey, you see how he sort of circled it. L'fikach al yo'omrim, bizman takona zo, sha'apil nida shepolta shechva zera, u'mishameshet sheroas adam, tzrichim tfila l'kriyashma. V'chein l'tfila, Bnei HaKeri, Abba B'Shein Tumeim. V'chein Adin Nosen, Shein Tfila Zod Bnei Tara, El Bnei Akzera, Shelo Yimetsuyen, Eitzel Nishoseim Tomit. So the Rambam is Mashma from this Lashon, that before the second Takana of Tfila, a Zav Shero Keri would not require Tevila in order to be Matir him with Divrei Torah, because that Tevila would not help him. Because that tefillah cannot retire him from his tumah. That's what all the Rishonim say on this sugya. Once I have a tumah chamura, so what does the tefillah of Balkeri do? Doesn't do anything. Doesn't undo the original obligation to go and wait 7 days and then become tahor.
Yeah,
but in Lashon HaRambam, it seems very clear exactly what we're saying. The Rambam seems to be suggesting that. Now the reason why I mention this also because, and this is the question that all of you asked, which is a legitimate question, namely when the Gemara says that Badlua the tefillusa because of Avidu ben Mesera. So now the question is, how is it possible that Mevatel Takonas Ezra, Ein Bezin Mevatel Dibbe Bezin Chaveil King Gadol Men Mechokel Dominion, as you asked correctly. So either, okay, excellent. So that's what you have to say very simply, that Lepashta Takonas Ezra B'chol Yisrael. And look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, again, the Rambam says so, in the language we read before, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Rambam said over there, V'lepashta Takonas Ezra B'chol Yisrael, V'l'ayakok V'ro Ratzi V'lamad Ba, L'pika Bidla. That's what he writes in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. And Hilchos Tefila.
Right, mentions Divrei Torah.
One second. So that was regarding Divrei Torah. That's the Kriyas Shema, Divrei Torah, the Hanoach. But in Hilchos Tefila, Tefila, in Perek Dal Alachahei, so there the Rambam said regarding Takana of Tefila for Tefila as well, He writes that Ukvar Baba Gam Takana Zushal Tfila, we shall push the Bakal Yisrael, Ulayakrak Mitzibu Lamrba. However, there's one distinction I want to draw between the two Rambams in Hilchos Kriyashma and Hilchos Tfila. In Hilchos Kriyashma, Ram says, Ukvar Nagu Kol Yisrael, at the end, Ukvar Nagu Kol Yisrael, Likro Batara, Velikro Kriyashma, Vim Balikari. He says, the minute today is that even the people of Balikari say, of course, say Kriyashma and learn Torah. Lefish ain't the return of the Kabbal Tumma, Ella Omni, Metaras and the Olo, Shanema, Kosak and Mari Brahis, Hello Kod Varak, Ashna Mashem, Maisha and the Kabbal Tumma, the return of the Kabbal Tumma. So the Ram is Madish over here, it is not even a minute of Lahachmir, Bitvila the Divre Torah. And the reason, that there's no reason to be Machmir, because I'll be the Bemser is Halacha. Ain't the return of the Kabbal Tumma. Now look at the rights of Hilchos Tvila, Tefila. So there in item 16, Halacha Vav, he says the following. Minag Pashut Bishino Ubisarat Shein Balkarin Padel Acherochis Kavasar Bamai Mishum Hiko Likrat Abakar Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam says. And this Lichora requires some sort of clarification, because if both Takonot will all push the Bechol Yisrael, as David said a moment ago, and both of them are Boto, why is there Minag to Yimachim Bitfila, not Bidivre Torah? Minag Pashut Bishino Bisvarad, Shane Balkari Bisfala Cherokhis Kabasara Bamayim, Mishumiko Likas, Elokarizal, somehow we're Machmir when it comes to Tifila and not Divrei Torah. So the Kesemishnah in Hilchos Kriyashma actually is Medayg from the Lashon Rambam in both places that the Rambam says, Lepikov Bitla. The Rambam doesn't say who was the Mavatal of the Takonot. Apparently, the Rambam's Kabbalah is there was no Bezdin afterwards, Sha'amad Ubita Takonot. But as you said, Nikbat Lumi Atzma. That's in Kesemish of the Dike, in the language of Ram. Kemishal Pashto B'chol Yisrael, you know, some of them were Batel on their own. And based on the Rambam, so now, so this is what my chaver, Rabbi Yaakov Lerner, suggested in Tov Shin Lamed Hei. It left a delible impression on me. So you take a look on page number 2, in item 17. It's also a very famous Rambam. The Rambam is dealing with this Mishnah. The Rambam says over here, "Hashem gozu bezin zera." Left hand column, if you see, "V'dimu sherov akol yichol la'avba." I mean, obviously they have to make an assessment, make an appraisal. Are Klal Yisrael capable of handling it? Not capable of handling it. "V'achas shegozu a pikpiku ha'amba v'lo poshna berov akol." I don't know how you want to translate this. Any way you like. Pikpiku means that people obviously had gnawing doubts.
They picked and chose.
Reservations about the efficacy, efficaciousness of these takonas, of these gzeros. So the Rambam says, "Arezu b'teva, ve'enon rashoyim lochub esa'om l'lechesba." They're not permitted now to go ahead and enforce this. By the way, has relevance to a lot of areas in our lives.
Yeah.
I won't get into details right now. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm thinking of a lot of things. That sometimes people or rabbanim or even batidinim impose all kinds of gzeirot. Okay, yesh b'zeh makom adun. But anyway, if in lashon the Rambam is mashma, that even though nisbala atakona me'elah, because lo pashta b'chol Yisrael, but somehow the Rambam says einon rashoyim lochuf esa'om lalechet ba. Implication being that individuals who want to maintain the takana, so in economy, Bezda cannot compel them to do so. But if they do so, there's some sort of kiyum if they were to go ahead and maintain the takana. Where does such an idea come from? A Ramban. Ramban, Masechas Avodah Zarah, you probably learned those sugyas with Shemen Akum, with Pas Akum, with Cholov Akum, with Gvinas Akum. I said a lot of shiur about that Masechta in my yeshiva a number of years ago. They're a very fascinating Ramban. Ramban writes at one point, I'm reading in the middle of 18, the Rambam. The imposhta, you see where I am? The imposhta ain't shum bez in yachol avadla. Avim lo poshta, berubam, nesh ain't yachol avadla, afilu kot matira. Even a smaller bezdin, I'm not in the statue, the original bezdin giving matira. Kom kom tzichah het a bezdin. Na kabiru alayu. Once they're makabal, you need a het of a bezdin. Di lo kabiru alayu meikora, ain't a tzichah het a. Vayna tamo, di shemen, Yapim lo yitirua, ein lehem shu slacha v'sa'om b'al sa'gzeira, lo v'halko, below, you can't, there's no Kasher Shamto, Lo the Shamed, Dixid the Meira, Atem the Arim, Roti Atem Kovim Agoy Kulo, Kloma, Adika Goy Kulo, has to be Klal Yisrael in its entirety except in the Zera. Abba Chachomim, Vitamideim, Vayachidim, Noagibahem. There's still a mock of the Ramban said, that's why I want to be Daik in Lashon Ramban, that even the Bezin cannot be Kofed, but there is a possibility of a Kiyum on the part of individuals, Tamil Chachomim, who want to maintain somehow this Takona. So you see from the Ramban that now I'm extrapolating from here to obviously the Takana of Ezra that we are talking about as well. Namely, if you want to be Machmir in these two Takana and you want to be Tovel either regarding before you daven or before you go ahead and engage in the Torah, so the Ramban says with reference to the Tefillah of davening. That there's a minhag, the Rambam says over there, of being machmir and being tovel, because the etzem atakona is still relevant, it's still operative, even though the pashta atakona for kol yisrael. But regarding Talmud Torah, the Rambam is meduyak. The Rambam says shekvah nogu kol yisrael means even chachamim and talmideim, they read the Torah, they learn Torah, they bali keri. Rabbi Yehuda says was mechadish ein devar Torah kapatuma. So even the Talmud Takon is bottom, and there's no key whatsoever to your Machmir regarding the second Takon. Now, see if there's a Makom, Lahavkin, or the Chalik between the two Takon. You hear what I'm saying, Yaakov?
I do, but instead, it's like. Presumably, knows about the Beteiran. The Beteiran knew about Ezra. It's not that something changed.
Can you say that again, the last thing?
You don't think he thought that he knew that in Divrei Torah Mekabel Mutuma? I mean, what were they all about? It's not that he was Mechadid. He's taking away the whole basis for the whole foundation.
Right.
So my commitment, it's not that something came up later in history and hishtana, and therefore we're changing.
Okay.
So well, it could be he saw it wasn't nifshad, so he gave ahead a svara to justify them.
To explain the
right, wasn't the real reason.
But the Rambam doesn't say, Pashad is...
Because they don't write that way. Why? Because that's not the way you write halakha.
There are two different zeros. Neither of them are poshek,
right?
Because the Gemara is saying
neither of the two.
Why is the Rambam reason?
No, but I'm saying, but the lashon haRambam seems to be slightly different in Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Here he says shekvar nagu kog Yisrael. Kog Yisrael means even chachamim and talmideim. When calling Talmud Torah, there they clearly do not subscribe to the zera. And therefore, it was completely batel entirely. Mashen came. Well, I'm saying that even the time of the takana was batel. Ain't the return, the kavam tum, as you point out, you're the remisera. There's no kiyum to be machmir whatsoever. Mashen, when it comes to tefillah, there's a basis I showed you in the Ramban. And the truth is that there's a Rashba.
That's everybody.
Namely, they won't be like Aragon,
and
that's a reason given.
Okay, that's
what
we mentioned earlier.
But I don't understand how this takana helps. I don't understand this takana in terms of the Shastam. You go to the mikvah. What's the
water was cold back then.
There was a kenas.
Rashi says Torah.
Right. The issue is
and
that
they were about to peru because they don't want to go to the mikvah. It's such a hassle.
The two tatzav, the peru and Talmud Torah.
If they had the mikvahs of today with hot water,
what? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I commented something in Shemi asked. I said, that the distinction between Talmud Torah and Tefillah is that being machmir on these yechidim is a chomer dati d'day something not good. You mean vatal Talmud Torah?
That's correct.
That's not the same issue about Tefillah, though. Absolutely. So Shemi said, why not?
Because, people are going to daven also. Like, if we got the, all people are,
Well, according to
maybe not this month.
He brought down that they would be mivatul tefillah.
It's a bigger problem with tefillah because of this mind.
Yeah,
you have less time to.
You're more limited. You're more constricted. There's a Rashba. I don't think I zeroed this Rashba. Probably
Rashba the bottom 19.
Oh, maybe I did. Yes, it was a Rashba. Thank you. the Rashba 19, he asked the Kasha, Mikol the Medak, came in the Takana Zezu, Echi Asa Abidu Mesere Mavatala, he asked the same Kasha, Ein Bezim Asher the Vata, the Bezim Chavir Adol Chokh Mavinim, Beishlama, the Asa Ezra, below Kabila Mide. They didn't accept the Takana after Ezra introduced it, Elo Nog Bala Hokel, the Asa Abidu Mesere, the Axi Biadayu, the Kor Al Shmo. What does that mean? What was that? Exactly. I mean, he's saying a chiddush gadol. Achziku biyadayim means he gave them.
He reinstated it,
or he gave them some sort of a tam. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh gave the chachamim and the talmidim the rationale. What they give you so mechon, but it should not be so machmir b'toras chumra to be noy takonas ezra, because no other bezin came to vatal takona. He came and said that the tam is incorrect. So there was not even a reason to be machmir. There's no basis whatsoever to go ahead and be machmir.
Yeah, but when you say when a minig is part, well, this wasn't part of Kashat, but when a minig is around and the time of minig doesn't apply any longer,
generally we assume that. What?
You can't
be machmir. Right, we assume that the Moksvog, there's so many minhogim, and even though the reason seems to be not necessarily operative, somehow we continue to maintain. A lot of these we're talking. There are many, many such examples. So many, I just can't begin to describe them. I mean, let's say I was just a chutzah, so they made Kiddush on Friday night in Shul. I've forgotten all about it.
Right, of course.
No, the Chabad says in America, so we don't do it.
I know, but in America,
In America, there are no Orchim, obviously, who are, as far as I know, lodging in the Beis HaKnesses. So what exactly is the basis of it? So again, once the minhag was established, a low pluk. Now there's a real shy, there are a lot of shyness with that minhag. I saw they bring these little chaps to drink the water. Clearly, about Kiddush Shalom Suda. Where's the Kiddush Shalom Suda? So minimally, you have to drink the Mechaber says Revius Yayin in order to be Kiddush. Of course, in the Gaon Soloveitchi held you need two Revius Yayin, one for Kiddush and one for Shalom Suda. You all like that?
No, but I heard this.
Yeah. So that's what he held. They drank.
No, but that's why, because they wanted
about young children, maybe 3 or 4 years old.
No.
Do not drink neither one reveals and certainly not 3 years. So, Kidaki, Bakayesh.
All together. The course.
So that's what I right away was Malamik Sluis and my.
That's
I'm
what,
chilling out.
Well, that's what the Mishnah says.
Right. Of course. That's not true. Sure. Even my Kiddush that we make on Friday night, not one person has to drink. You can drink a number of people. As long as you drink a little lugma, rub the beer, that's fine. That's how we pass the halacha.
But the Baal, if he doesn't drink the Mavarach, he drinks. In Shul, the Mavarach doesn't drink.
No, he can drink because it's only. Because he. There's, in general, the Maaz of Machlok is also Ayyotzi with that Kiddush in Shul, for the Kiddush you have to make in your house. That's a Machlokis Amaroyim, Machlokis Rabbi Yechon over there, and Rabbi Tzachon, the Maaz such a Machlokis. But we generally, I don't travel to Chutzal so often, thank God, Baruch Hashem. And so I just didn't recall this practice that the Machabi said we don't have here. But anyway, I agree with the tzir from all the little children who ate and drank the wine.
They also make Abdullah, right?
Yes,
they do.
Yes,
make Abdullah.
You don't need Kiddush.
Now, the reason why don't we make Abdullah here in Eretz Yisrael and Shul?
Everybody wants to go home. And no one drives the show here, and you're right.
So why do they make Abdullah and Shul for tzaraas?
Why?
Because they're all going to make it out.
Kiddush, I understand, because of the Orchim. But Abdullah is the reason, not because of Orchim. So why do they make Abdullah?
No, I think so that people will hear it.
It's the same Orchim. Yeah.
So it should be Yossi Abdullah. Some people are not, there's a single people.
And that's the whole question about Abdullah. And
there's no single people.
Well, that's why the whole question about Hanukkah lights and Abdullah, which one comes first. But I'm saying in America, you have that. You don't have that question.
People come to say Kaddish, unfortunately, won't make Abdullah at home.
Or sometimes you don't have where to make Abdullah. That happened to me.
But in Eretz Yisrael,
no, over there, you're at a conference. You walk over to the show. You walk
here, there are no conferences. Here, there are no issues. Okay.
Yeah, you can always.
No,
if they don't Abdullah, you're in trouble.
I just want to, one last thing. I was there to learn with Rav David Zuckerbrod many, many years ago, my second brothers.
And me.
And Johnny. I'm sorry, I apologize. I apologize.
Nine years, I think it was.
Sorry, I apologize. Those were the best years of my life. Okay, but for me, certainly. So we came across this Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, a famous Gemara of Birchas HaTorah. This is one of the most famous sugars in Shas. Gemara is a machlokes on what do you make Birchas HaTorah? The Mikra, the Medrash, the Gemara.
Which one?
If you read Rashi, Rashi seems to say that Birchas HaTorah really has to relate to Mikra. So really, the Ikra Birchas HaTorah goes on Mikra somehow. Look at Rashi. The Rashi quotes, I cited the Rashi at 21. Medrash should carve the Mikra. Go on the filter of a Sapra, the Sifrei. The Gemara ain't so after Baruch. I've been called him Abba Rabba Kama. Bachi Mucha Milsa Pesach Sheni. After Gemara, so after Baruch, Shu Iker Atara Shemena Horo Yotza. Gemara had the Sora Tami Mishnah. Tiruza Mishnayis. Asosha Zayzor Kisuri Mefso. Rashi Rab Shas writes this. What's the issue? What's the machlokes over there? You take a look in the Rishimas of Asolvechik on Brochus. Wow, wow. He goes to town. You got him this matter. But, so the Gemara has also on, let me see, we have the Takon of Ezra, that Ezra was misakin actually to Aser, about Kerem Divrei Torah. So now the question is, what Divrei Torah Aser? What was included in that Takon of Ezra? It's interesting, if you remember the Lashon that the Gemara uses over here, you do remember it, you just learned it today, so now you remember it. We have to try to be as polite as we can. The Lashon, number 20, the Gemara uses a striking Lashon. Rav Yossi Omer Shonehu Birigiliyot. I'm sure that, Rabako, that you were alerted to that language. Shonehu Birigiliyot. Rashi says, Bibishnayot Hashkura Befid. Shumotziyam Mipid Bimirutza. Beitzark La'arach Bayim. You hear what I'm reading? Ulvachile Atziya Tamishna. Rav Yonasan Ben Yossi Omer Atziya Usamishna. Atziya Sagamor. This, by the way, is another issue, which is a famous issue. my father, Shlomo, he said, "Things Miras on Shabbos." He said, "The shame Hashem." Said it outward. There's a whole discussion. There's a tshuva of Yaakov Emden, who talks about this, and Soloveitchik thought it was also to say there, as long as you don't repeat the shame Hashem, that's in the refrain. It should not be repeated. He was very opposed to repeating words in davening are very opposed to any kind of repetition, even though that seems to be what seems to be quite common today. I remember that in Boston there was a fellow who started with the singing. The Rav said to the Chazanim, "You can sing as much as you like, as long as after the singing is done, just repeat everything you said. Just make sure that we hear the entire Chazaras Hashas, every single word." And so, sing, you can sing for half hours, as far as I'm concerned. However, it was an exception. A fellow started Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, and then he decided to say that a second time. He never got past the first word Shema against the Mishnah. Oh, Shema Meshaskinu. So, what? You lost your completely lost all your marbles. He didn't understand the distinction between doing that and repeating something else. And I don't think he ever davened again for the Omer. Anyway, so the
you ever davened again?
Again, he was he pointed out to him that he forgot the Mishnah, Chabad Shalom, the Rambam, and a few other things. But he didn't know, he was just a part of the Nigunim. So that's what he was into. Anyway, this Gemara on Chabezim and Aleph, the Gemara is a discussion, what is he allowed to do? Reminds us of that Gemara in Brachas. It's uncanny. The analogy between the two Gemaras means the Gemara seems to be saying that, I mean, if a Balkari is also B'divrei Torah, what difference does it make? What kind of Talmud Torah are we talking about? Torah is Torah. Whether it's Gemara, whether it's Mishnah, also the Lashon Shelo Yatzia. That bothered me also. It bothered me for many years. Wasn't Shelo Yatzia? What kind of language is that? Lo Yatzia. What does that mean exactly? But if you learn that the Takon of Ezra was that the Chetzer of Torah is the Kabbal Tumah, Balkeri, so that's the Machlokes of the Tanoim. What Chetzer of Divrei Torah is the Kabbal Tumah? What is the Chetzer Divrei Torah? That's the Kabbal Tumah. Which means that, unquestionably, that let's say Mishnah and Gemara, they're certainly, I would imagine, the same Kiyam of Talmud Torah. And however, that there is a Makom Machale between different, maybe I think that's exactly what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is saying that that again, the same kasha I just asked here, I can ask also a Birchas HaTorah. Why can't I make a Birchas HaTorah on all the different halakim of Torah? Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh, Mishnayis, Gemaras, Halacha, Agada, what difference does it make? What Nafkamina is that? Now, if you know, you're familiar with this, even though you probably have difficulty with it, and I think we discussed it a few times. Al-Soleci was very fond of Rav Chaim Briska, and he said over the name of his uncle, name of his grandfather, and that's why, even though a woman technically is part of the Talmud Torah, however, Noshim Mevarchot Birchas HaTorah. Why? So Rav Chaim has a famous Yisod, namely, it's found that Chidush HaGri is called in the Hilchos Brachos, that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but there's a din that the Chetzer Shel Torah is Mechayev V'Bracha. The Rav used to say that Birchas HaTorah, we tend to think, what kind of a bracha is it under the categories that we're familiar with? It is, number one, clearly a Birchas HaMitzvah, there's a Mitzvah to learn Torah. Lasak b'divrei Torah, even the Rambam's Nusach of Divrei Torah, we're talking about the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's a sherech lodo, that's also true. Comes the Brisker up and says, Birchas Hanen. Okay, I'm not going to go into all the, because then I'll be accused of homiletics again. But which I happen to have a tendency to from time to time. Anyway, but the point being that there's a mitzvah of Talmud, the chetz of Talmud Torah requires a bracha. And the chetz of Talmud Torah, which requires a bracha, so that's a women, can also make such a bracha. Let's say machlokes between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos and the Mechaber Ramah, whether a woman can make a bracha and mitzvah seish as man groma. So Ashkenazi women do make brachas and lulav and esrog and sukkah and shofar, etc., etc. Ashkenazi tzaddik women, as I mentioned, on the radio, that's all passing, that they will self implode if they make a bracha and mitzvah seish as man groma. It's the Mechaber shita, the Rambam shita. They don't make a bracha. Rav Soleci used to thought that the machlokes was, is the bracha on the maisa mitzvah? And therefore, the Maisa Mitzvah, or the Bracha on the Kiyama Mitzvah. If the Bracha is on the Kiyama Mitzvah, when we get to the Kiyama Mitzvah, if the Bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah, then I'm a Chuy, the Maisa Mitzvah. I should understand the Machlokes between the Chaber and the Ramah, between the Ram and Balei Tosfos throughout Shas. But the point I'm making here is that even though a woman is part of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the Bracha she's going to make is on the Chetzah of Torah. That requires a Bracha. So now the question is, the whole Machlok is both here, and that Yud Aleph in Brachis, and also the Gemara and the Chabezim with Aleph, that's exactly the Machlokes. Takonas Ezra related to what chetz of Talmud Torah does it relate to? So to Birchas HaTorah. To what chetz of Talmud Torah does the Birchas HaTorah relate to? And that the Gemara seems to say that there are different, each one is called a chetz of Torah b'fnei atzmo. Okay, that needs explication, which I'm not going to do now since I'm already past my time. Anyway, but I think that the main yisod, that there are two separate takonas, one for Tzvila and one for Torah, that I think, as Alan said, elementary, my dear Watson, something that's so posh, but we need to clarify sometimes the distinction.
There's only posh once it's sell the makaros.
According to Rashi, in Chak Beis, what's considered Torah and how is it if there's Eon? Right? That's why Shadra the Piv, the Baal Keri could read it. Because
yeah, Rashi's Russian, as you brought it out correctly.
Which one is Eon?
Yeah, yeah, that's what Rashi says.
But over here, on Yod Aleph, it doesn't
seem like...
Right, so the right, but the, and then it says so long you see, and each one it's next one is where is it? Bitami Purusha and Shalom Yitzi Bitami Purusha.
Right,
so
right.
Okay, and then one after this I have Skaras Hashem, Shavimikus Hanidrashim. It sounds like there's Eon over there, right? But over here on Yud Aleph, it doesn't seem like it has to do with Eon.
No, there it seems to be connected. Well, to what's closest to Mikra? Look up in the Eon also. That's how they explain it. Many years ago, in the Brachas, that's what we spoke about. Rabbi Yonah, and Rashi also. Rashi says clearly that whatever is kosher to Mikra, that's more relevant to Birchas HaTorah, as opposed to elements of Eon that you... Okay, Shekach.